It's a trade-off, the communities say, takes away local control, and Madison's Mayor Dave Cieslewicz says it's not worth it because cities have to raise their minimum wage if the state won't.
If we lose our preemption, the ability of Madison and Milwaukee and La Crosse and all the other communities in Wisconsin to leverage another increase in the minimum wage, if that becomes necessary in another 7 or 8 years, will be gone.
Mayor Cieslewicz was joined at the news conference by Milwaukee Labor Council member John Goldstein.
If they work 40 hours a week, it means making $13,000 a year. Half of those people who earn minimum wage in our state are heads of households.
Those supporting the right of communities to set their own minimum wages are urging the governor not to sign a bill expected to be on his desk soon. Governor Jim Doyle has agreed with Republicans and business leaders who say there should not be a hodgepodge of different wages around the state. But Doyle has blamed majority Republicans for not allowing a higher state wage to take effect.
The wage could go up statewide, but only if they've allowed the wage council's increase to go into place.
The governor's hoping to break the stalemate by approving an emergency rule increasing the state minimum to $5.70 by June. That's lower than what he wanted. Then he says he'll put forward a permanent proposal to raise it to what he wanted, $6.50, by next summer. Doyle says if lawmakers allow the increase to take effect, he'll consider signing a bill banning communities from setting their own local minimum wages. Shamine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.